Chapter 8, Ballad of the Fallen Angels. A light fog shrouded Canterlot in the early morning as the moon moved closer to the horizon, ready to switch its place with the sun. Standing on one of the many towers that dotted the city, Chrysalis gazed into the horizon and the land below her. "This is it," Chrysalis thought. "It starts today. I will leave this accursed city and burn it to ashes." Chrysalis knew that over the past month her life had become very routine. She was confident that she could evade the city's guards if she left before dawn. However, she berated herself for letting herself get comfortable in her new environment. How could she have become so soft? "And if I must," she continued, shivering a little at the thought, "I will kill anything that stands in my way." Taking a deep breath, she took her first step, the turning point of her new life. Mortar Brick was sitting in his bosun's chair, busy patching a hole on one of Canterlot's old towers, a remnant of the bygone days when Canterlot served as a fortress. It was now left open as a tourist attraction so that non-Pegasi could get a bird's-eye view of the royal city. Nothing could ruin Mortar's mood that day. Last night was the best night he'd ever had. He knew he had accomplished his goal of impressing Silva. That genuine smile on her face was proof of his success. She was never the expressive type, but he had finally seen her truly happy. He could not wait until their daily get-together. "I wonder if I have a chance with her. Oh, Celestia, that would be great to finally have a filly friend. Hopefully even more. A family and foals. That sounds nice," Mortar thought, sliding a brick into place. Grinning from ear to ear, he began to whistle the waltz from last night. Chrysalis was about to enter the stairwell when her ear twitched. A light melody filled the early morning air. "That song," she thought, "it is from last night." She turned and walked around, trying to find the source of the music. She could not find any pony, yet the music remained. In the corner of her eye, she noticed some ropes that were tied to the edge of the tower. After walking slowly towards it, she carefully peered over the edge. Her eyes widened upon seeing Mortar Brick. "It was him," Chrysalis thought, her face tightening in anger. "He was the one that made me soft. He was the one that interrupted my plans. He has been in my way from the very beginning. Before he threw himself at me, I was on the right path towards sweet and triumphant vengeance. I effortlessly landed a job in one of the most selective restaurants in the city. When I flaunted my powers, a prince cowered before me. But when I was at my weakest, he struck swiftly. By his malicious words, I became enfeebled by the malicious disease of complacence, enslaving myself to these peasants. Slowly, their way became mine. The trap of oblivion had ensnared me. Ultimately, I would have been kneeling before the very adversary I once fought against, had it not been for fate. Yet, though I have regained my soul, he has robbed me of something that I cannot reclaim. I have wasted so many days in this sinkhole, all because of him. I hate him now, with a burning passion that puts the cold flames of Celestia's sun to shame." "You," Chrysalis hissed as she stared down at Mortar. Mortar's ears perked when he heard a familiar voice. Looking up, he saw Chrysalis staring down at him. "Silver!" Mortar exclaimed with glee as he waved a hoof at her. However, upon closer inspection, he could see that she was not sharing the same feeling. His ears flattened and his smile vanished. She was glaring at him with anger. "Silver, is something wrong?" he asked meekly. He had never seen Chrysalis this angry before. "You filthy peasant! This is all your fault. You are the one that ruined my plans. Pray that I never see your face again," Chrysalis shouted with a look of disgust on her face, quickly turning her head away as she made her way out of his view. "Stupid fool! How dare he make me weak?" His tools fell out of his hooves. What did I do wrong? Mortar thought frantically. Was this because of last night? Oh no, did she think I was trying to take advantage of her? Did I insult her? Was I too forward? As Chrysalis walked out of view, he could see his happy future disappear. The mare of his dreams was quickly falling out of his hooves. The image of a happy life was replaced by loneliness and a sense of urgency. No, he thought, I have to fix this. I know I can if I can just talk to her. Hurry, Mortar, before she leaves your life for good. Silver! Mortar shouted desperately as he fumbled with his hooves on his rigging, trying to get up as quickly as possible. Wait, let's talk. I will be right there. Just give me a sec. In his haste, Mortar accidentally leaned too far back, causing the bosun's chair to tilt backwards, and he fell out of his harness. He desperately tried to grab onto the chair with a hoof, but it was just out of reach. His eyes widened, filled with terror, and his life flashed before him. A scream of primal fear echoed loudly in the air. Chrysalis's ears flicked in response to the sudden yell behind her. Quickly turning around, she looked over the edge of the tower to see Mortar falling out of his bosun's chair. Her eyes widened and her pupils shrank as he saw the terror in Mortar's face as he desperately reached a hoof out in the air. Without thinking, she tried to reach a hoof out to him. As he fell, images and memories from the previous month flashed before her eyes. The day they had met, their usual get-togethers, and finally, the dance from last night. She turned deathly pale. No, she thought, this is not supposed to happen. Grab something, you fool! Just stop! 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 Mortar's mane blew wildly in his face, and the wind howled in his ears. Time moved slowly. He was scared. It was not fair. He was only so young. He had met the mare of his dreams, and now he was literally falling away from her. As he looked up one last time, he saw Chrysalis holding out her hoof, her eyes filled with horror. Tears began to fill his eyes as the images of the times with her flooded his memory, especially the dance from last night. Is it too much to ask? Mortar softly cried to himself as he fell. For one more night like that, with her. Moments later, a sickening thud echoed in the early morning air, followed by a loud scream. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.